Alright folks, this one's gonna be a battle for the ages. Welcome to Real Romance. My name's Robert, also known as Bamfing Bob, and this is my wife Brittany.
Hi!
And on this episode of the Real Romance theme mini, it's going to be a versus. It's our first versus that we're gonna do. Maybe the first of many, maybe a one-off, we don't know. Your responses are appreciated. It's going to be vampires, repped by Brittany, and werewolves, repped by me, the winner.
The Baldy.
Just because I have extra testosterone doesn't mean you need to be hating on me.
We watched four movies for this. Two vampires and two werewolves.
Yep, but this episode is not going to be solely about those four movies. No. We're going to talk about...
Don't look at my notes.
I don't care about your notes. We're going to talk about origins, arguments as to which are better as far as pop culture-wise go, lore,
et
cetera. Strengths, weaknesses, etc.
Who would win? Go.
In a fight?
Rap battle.
In a rap battle, a vampire, 100%.
Werewolves can't rap.
Generally, no. I think maybe Michael J. Fox's Teen Wolf might be able to do a rap battle, but that's pretty much it.
So, the two vampire movies we watched were What We Do in the Shadows and Bram Stoker's Dracula from 1992?
Yeah, 91, 92, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
Two very, very different movies.
What We Do in the Shadows is essentially a comedy documentary style movie where they follow around a group of vampires who live in a flat together.
Yeah, it's a mockumentary.
Right.
And there's three main vampires, and one is much older, and there's one that's from like the 18th century, then one that's from like the early 19th century.
And then there's the fourth vampire that lives in
who's
the basement.
Extremely old.
Yes.
He is your Nosferatu character. He is...
He looks like Nosferatu.
Yes, he is pale white, pointy ears, lives in a coffin, vampire. The other three?
They're kind of fun.
But they're also kind of dorky. They're kind of stuck in their own time period. They think they're all that and they're not.
So Bram Stoker's Dracula is obviously based on the novel... And basically, I mean, I didn't read the novel, so...
I did.
It follows it fairly close.
Fairly close. It does take a couple of...
liberties.
With the source material and how things go.
I mean, they always do.
Right. They made it a little bit more sexual, but then again, in the book, all those things are implied. And I think there might be a couple of extra, like, characters or scenes that they threw in. But overall, pretty solid story.
But basically, it's about this guy who goes to Dracula's castle... To get some tax paperwork filled out,
yeah,
right?
Jonathan Harker. He goes to Transylvania or whatever, and he's played by Keanu Reeves. And Dracula's played by Gary Oldman. It's a star-studded cast. Winona Ryder plays the main squeeze, and there's a couple of others. Van Helsing is played by fucking Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter. I don't know.
Anthony Hopkins.
There you go.
See, I got this. Didn't even have to Google it.
So, I mean, those are a lot of my movies. And then for your movies...
I chose two that weren't... I don't want to say they weren't quite as good, but they were definitely...
Different.
They're very different. The first one is the original Wolfman from 1941 by Universal Pictures. You know, it's kind of what kicked off the werewolf craze. There was an earlier one called Werewolf of London from 1935. But the main one that people know of is the 41 version. There was a lot of talking... The werewolf came out like three times, and as far as action goes, there isn't a whole lot of action sequences.
I'm almost positive that they reused some of the same shots of the werewolf.
The basic makeup is pretty simple, mostly just, you know, hair on the face, kind of black nose, made him look a little scary. He's clearly wearing wolf boots.
The weapon in this is a silver cane.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, interesting.
Right, because it's silver, and we'll get into things like weaknesses later.
The other movie you watched... Was it like?
It was called Wolf Cop, and it came out in 2014. And it is a horror comedy, kind of like What We Do in the Shadows, but very different. Essentially, there's this drunken police sheriff in this small town, and he gets turned into a werewolf.
Right.
And so he...
They turn him into a werewolf.
He goes out at night.
They use to use him in a ritual.
Right. And because they're shape changers.
They're skin walkers.
Skin walkers.
I don't know why, I can never remember that.
I can never remember. Mystique, right? But they change their shape and they need a werewolf for their thing. And so their
sacrifice.
Right. And so they turn this guy into a werewolf. And instead of just, like, wrecking shit, which, I mean, he does. He also goes out and he, like, fights crime with his buddy. And they go around and they soup up their wolfmobile. It's just really goofy.
I will say, and
fun.
That it has one of the more interesting transformation scenes I've ever seen.
In the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, no!
So, he doesn't, like, grow into a wolf. Basically, the wolf comes out of him.
It sheds his skin, kind of like in Lovecraft Country.
And he sheds his skin
everywhere. He's at a urinal during the scene, and it definitely does a close-up of him coming out of his skin, and it is very graphic. And you can put together kind of what happens there.
If you want to watch Wolf Cop, it's on Hulu.
Yeah. And do I regret watching it? No. Would I watch it again? Also no.
You don't want to see that scene again?
I'd watch Wolf Cop 2. Maybe.
All right.
It's a fun one. Okay.
So we delve into... How about we alternate with facts?
Okay.
As to why... Or should we start with where they come from?
Okay. We can do origins.
Essentially... Vampires came...
Did your list say vampires are better with hearts around it?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. No wonder you didn't want me looking at your list. Okay.
Stop spying on my notes.
Go ahead. I don't care about them. Go ahead.
Essentially, vampires came from this fear that when people went in the ground, they weren't dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about this when we talked about lore, how people thought they were coming back to life and sucking the essence out of other people. And Vlad the Impaler was a major inspiration for vampires.
He was from like the 13th or 14th century, right?
Right. Bram Stoker really kind of kicked off the whole like modern-y mm-hmm. vampire.
Yeah, because there were books prior to that. I did a little research in my rebuttals. And Vampire, spelled with a Y, I think. It came out several years before Bram Stoker did. But it wasn't the wide success.
Right.
Kind of like how... Werewolf in London what came before Wolfman, but Wolfman was the popular one. Kind of that same sense.
Right. I mean, and they didn't always feed on quote-unquote blood. Essentially, they started off feeding on, like, the life essence of mm-hmm. people. Believe that they used to think that redheads were always vampires. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I didn't read too much into your people.
My people?
Your people.
I mean, that's essentially where vampires come from. They originated in folklore in the 17th and 18th century in European countries.
And even though I have seen, like, vampire stories pop up elsewhere, that's where the real idea came from.
I mean, there are vampires in different forms in pretty much every culture. They're all kind of interesting. They don't all feed on blood. They're all very different, but...
They don't all transform into bats. All of the main tropes do come from Bram Stoker.
Correct.
So really, it is kind of like Dracula is the archetype versus werewolves, which there really is no archetype. Stories of werewolves actually go back, like, not even centuries, but millennia. A lot of Roman and Greek mythology have werewolves in them, and there are stories dating as far back as, I think, 1000 BC. About people changing into wolves. There was one notable story slated around, I think, 4 AD. It tells the story of a man literally changing into a wolf. And from there, the stories have just grown and grown. The problem is that because there hasn't been a kind of a hinge point character for anybody to latch onto, it's more of the idea of the werewolf. There's not a lot of notable anything between now and the 19th or 20th century about werewolves.
I mean, there was Peter Stubb. He was a serial killer that people thought was a werewolf.
No, and speaking of, like, modern day stuff like vampires, there are people who, you know, identify...
Peter Stubb was from the 15th century, so that's not exactly modern.
Oh, real? I think I read up on him. Oh, yeah. It would be the freaking Germans, wouldn't it?
I'm just saying, I knew about him, but I had to Google his name, but...
Yeah. There are people who identify as vampires, and there are definitely people who say that they're werewolves, and they, even in their head, they're like, yes, I'm a wolf person, in all but body. I think there was an episode of, like, Obsessed or something, where a guy thought he was a dog or a wolf.
I mean...
It was very weird.
People think they're things all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a famous case where this... kid thought he was a vampire, and he, like, quote-unquote, turned his friends into fellow vampires, and then they ended up killing somebody they knew, their parents, in order to steal their car and some money.
I believe it.
And then the vampire community was like, listen, like, we don't like that kid.
It's like, we're all about vampires, but killing people? That's where we draw the line.
Nah, like, we want this known that this podcast reflects no views of real werewolves and or vampires. We don't know any, and this is purely fan fiction.
Well, it's all fiction, but it's all fantastic, too. So
I'm just saying, I don't want some werewolf or vampire club to be like, listen, that's not what we like.
The facts aren't there.
We're going to sue you.
Fake news. Fanged news.
I want to suck your blood. Do you want to just jump right in?
We can jump right in. Right. I'm happy to let you lose as soon as possible.
First reason why vampires are better. Longevity. They live eternally.
Okay.
Werewolves don't do that. Not usually. Werewolves usually live maybe a slightly longer than average life.
Yeah. Werewolves have a human lifespan unless they're killed as a werewolf. This is true. But I think immortality is vastly overrated.
Is it?
Yeah. Because, see, vampires, they're constantly having to change with the times. And that's why a lot of the vampire stories you see, they're always, like, stuck in the past. Like, both movies we saw of vampires this time around, they were very old-timey and very unrelatable. And
yeah, but we've seen...
Not interesting at all.
We've seen lots of vampire movies where they fit into modern-day culture.
Oh, sure. They kind of have to, especially things like Twilight and Interview with Vampire.
You are just making another point for me. Adaptability. They can adapt to any situation, be it the 1800s or 2020.
But werewolves don't have to. They're just living in the moment. They are essentially human, with a little asterisk next to it, saying, unless there's a full moon, right? So they can live human lives.
Right.
They can have human relationships. They eat their human diet. They go on with life.
And then
they just, like, you know, they kind of wolf out.
That all sounds horrible. Why would you want to be a human?
What are you talking about?
I hate being human. If I could be a vampire, I would choose so.
Nah.
I would suck anyone I didn't like.
You suck, all right, for sure.
I would suck the blood of anyone I didn't like. So that's a lot of people. I would be fat. I would be the first fat vampire.
But just imagine, okay? Let's just say you do this.
Okay.
And you get arrested.
I'm ready.
Because regardless, you're a vampire.
I can hypnotize them.
You can hypnotize
Vampires have hypnotist powers.
I think that's a cop-out. I think that's absolute garbage.
Robert, it's true, though. It's true. Vampires have hypnotism powers.
I don't like that.
Vampire Diaries. In Bram Stoker's Dracula, he was like, I control you.
No,
like,
you remember in Hotel Transylvania?
Exactly. Vampires don't ever get arrested. Also,
they should, because they're criminals.
Also, they would just turn into bats or mist or wolves or some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
They have so much more control over their transformations, too. Like,
some werewolves can change at will. Some can change every night, and then others only change during a full moon. So it really all depends on the story you're choosing.
But on average, they can't control when they turn.
Usually it is under the full moon. But if you have something called a calendar, you can track when the full moon is, and you can plan accordingly.
So you're only vulnerable once a month.
About.
Sometimes twice.
Sometimes twice. And it depends on what you consider a full moon. It might be 2 or 3 days in a row where it's considered a full moon. But you can plan for it. So the whole rest of your life, you're like, okay, whatever. I'm going to the Whole Foods and I'm going bowling with my buddies or whatever. Oh, shit. But not the 17th, because the 17th it's going to be a full moon. I'm going to stay at home and chain myself to the bed and play some Enya. So hopefully it goes quicker.
Vampires never have to chain themselves to the bed.
I know, because they can only go out at night. And that's...
That's not always true.
That's another point, though.
There are lots of stories where vampires can go out in the daytime.
Yeah, because they have to side-skirt the rules, whether because it's magic or amulets or curses or whatever.
But the daylight thing? In literally Bram Stoker's Dracula, the original quote-unquote vampire, he goes out in the daylight. He just can't turn into a bat or a wolf or anything, some such nonsense.
Yeah,
his powers are quote-unquote weakened, but he still walks around.
So he's useless, almost like a human.
No, he's not useless.
Pretty useless.
I don't know. He was pretty strong. He convinced Winona Ryder that she was in love with him.
Yeah. I still think that in the bulk of vampire stories, in the bulk of them, they have to do their bidding at night, which means that that's like 14 or 16 hours of the day that they can't do shit.
Depends on where you live.
Anything.
I just moved to Alaska
for half the year. Yeah, go to Forks. That'll be easier.
Yeah, like, or Alaska, where half the year is literally dark all the time. Oh, you ever seen a little movie called...
No, I bet they love Daylight Savings. Oh, I bet they love that shit.
40 Days of Night. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Well, basically, it's in Alaska, and the sun is set permanently for a while, and then vampires basically kill a bunch of people in their whole town, because there's nothing they could do, because the sun never comes back out.
Right, and so for them, at that point... It's quite nice.
But for vampires.
But for a werewolf, it's still night. So long as it's a full moon, they're good.
Yeah,
But there's some werewolves, like Werewolf by Night for Marvel Comics, where it's any night, all night. It doesn't have to be the full moon. On the flip side, Blade can walk in the daytime because he's a half vampire. Yeah. So every rule has an exception.
My bad, it's called 30 Days of Night, not 40. Okay. But still.
The point stands is that there's an exception to every rule. But in general, werewolves can do things all the time and... totally keep their cool, except for, you know, when they wolf out and then they lose all control.
I would argue that nighttime is the best time anyway. What good fun happens during the day?
You can cash checks during the day.
Vampires don't need to cash checks.
How do you think they stay rich?
They just have an assistant for them. That's what those slave things are for.
That's why they have hypnosis?
Vampires have slaves. I know that's not, like, a good thing, but it is a point for them.
Let it be noted. Let it be fucking noted that Brittany just said slavery is okay, and that's why I'm winning this argument. I think I just win by default. I think...
But vampires don't discriminate who their slaves are. Everyone's a slave for a vampire.
Oh, okay.
That makes it okay.
To my point...
Where's your good point?
Is that werewolves... lose control a little bit.
A lot.
No?
They literally kill other people.
So do vampires. No, and that's another point that I made, okay?
Yeah, but vampires like killing people.
Yeah,
that's like their whole point.
No, but vampires are parasitic. Werewolves, it is a natural hunting instinct that they cannot control. They are not themselves. So when a vampire goes out and kills somebody, that's because they're choosing to, because they're evil.
Okay.
Werewolves aren't evil, they're cursed. But, and that's a big difference.
Listen, is it better to choose to kill some stranger you don't like or to, as a werewolf, accidentally kill your friend because you have no control?
You have no control.
You still killed your best friend.
It can't be helped.
Or your wife.
It can't be helped.
Your child.
Maybe send them off for the evening.
I'm just saying.
Stay with your grandmother. And then the wolf comes and he's like, oh, that's another thing. Little Red Riding Hood? Totally based on werewolves.
Yeah.
A lot of lore and fairy tales are based on werewolves.
And what's he called? The Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, because he's a badass. That's why.
Okay, let me...
What fairy tales have vampires in them? I'll wait. Exactly, because they're not cool. No. None of
Whatever.
Them. None of them.
Nobody wants to kiss a werewolf, okay? Everybody wants to kiss vampires.
Yeah, turn your attention to Twilight. I'm just saying. That's another thing.
He's not technically...
Okay. I was totally Team Jacob.
Yes, but if you read the books, technically, Jacob and them are not werewolves.
No, they're not. They are shape-changing wolves, and I will...
Point retracted!
And I will argue that that is still applicable. It is still an applicable comparison. Shape-changing into a wolf, that falls under the umbrella of werewolves.
Did you know there are psychic vampires that can literally... They don't feed on your blood. They feed on, like,
your psychic energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
See, werewolves don't have all the bells and whistles, right?
They ain't got no powers.
Okay. You can kind of think of it as Superman versus Batman, okay? Superman has all the cool junk, okay? He can fly. He's super strong. He can see through walls. He's OP. People like him because of that. Batman, on the other hand, he's liked because he got a little bit to work with and he still whoops on Batman or on Superman.
Okay, we're just gonna ignore that fake ass movie.
No, not the movie itself. I'm talking about the actual heroes, not the movie.
Batman is lame. He's just a rich white guy trying to control the rest of us. Superman is trying to do good for us. Still kind of a white dick, but I mean...
But I'm just saying is that vampires have basically everything handed to them. They have a whole laundry list of superpowers. But so, werewolves, they're super strong and powerful too, but it comes with the main weakness of a werewolf is that they're only most powerful when they're a werewolf.
Yeah, so you can kill them like a normal human being at any time during the day. I can just stab them and they're dead. Can you just stab a vampire and they're dead? No.
No, but as a werewolf, they're almost invulnerable. Really, their only weaknesses are silver bullets and silver weaponry. and Wolfsbane, which is poisonous to everybody, so that really shouldn't count.
I think if you chop off a werewolf's head, it would probably still die.
But you'd have to be strong enough to do it.
But
because silver is really the only thing that can penetrate its skin.
How are you ever going to catch a vampire?
It's very difficult. But look at all the weaknesses a vampire has, right?
Well,
garlic.
That's a myth.
You have to invite them in. Sunlight. They have to sleep in a coffin, right? There's so many things.
There are very few vampires that actually sleep in quote-unquote coffins.
I want to suck your blood. But there's so many things that can throw off a vampire, so many little quirks that can tell you that it is a vampire, like not having a reflection, right? Huge giveaway. Huge giveaway not having a reflection, which, by the way, is a very funny joke in What We Do in the Shadows.
It is funny.
It is a very funny joke.
I suppose, but vampires can just hypnotize you to see whatever they want, so it doesn't even really matter. They can just be like, look, I do have a reflection. You just...
Again.
You see it. Look.
Again, that's some overpowered BS.
But it's what okay. A power they have!
I think that makes them less interesting.
Vampires can also fly.
Exactly. You're making my point.
Okay, but... If, say, you were a werewolf, and it's daytime, I can just, like, take a machete, and you're dead. Or shoot you with a gun. Or give you tuberculosis, and you're dead.
You would wish TB on me as a werewolf? Shame on you.
I'm just saying, you can't give tuberculosis to a vampire.
That's true.
But vampires are way hotter, according to my mom. Ask her.
Werewolves... always have abs.
We
100%.
We took a poll and my mom and sister both voted vampire.
But that's because vampires are almost always hotter because they retain their human form and they're pasty white like your family is.
And they're the best version of themselves. They're literally designed to attract humans to want to be with them. They're literally the perfect weapon. They're the perfect predator.
Mine got fuzzy face.
And they smell like wet dog. Vampires smell a hell of a lot better.
No, but see, werewolves aren't trying to attract people. They're trying to hunt. That's the thing, is they're out to get you. And they're strong and powerful, and they'll come out to get you. Vampires have to play the long game. They have to sneak in the shadows. They can't get caught. They have to go under the radar, or they have to move somewhere else. It's a long...
No, they
difficult
don't.
Process. Yeah.
Just kill a bunch of sex workers and be white. You'll get away with tons of stuff. It's fine. History has proven that works a lot in real life. And as you have said, vampires are all pasty white dudes.
So they get away with murder, literally.
You just don't even have any argument to that because it's the truth. That's literal fact.
You got me there. That's one. You get one good point.
One point.
And that's vampires can get away with it because they're white boys.
Also, they're a little bit easier on your furniture.
No. Because werewolves are hardly ever in the house. Werewolves don't go in the house. They are outside animals.
What if they transform inside and then they tear up things trying to get out? I never seen a vampire tear up no furniture.
I saw Breaking Dawn Part 1 and Part 2 tore up some stuff.
Yeah, but they just replaced it. They had money.
In Interview with the Vampire, they set that motherfucker on fire, I believe.
But they wanted to.
Maybe the werewolf wants to, you know, okay. Reupholster the couch. You don't know.
Okay, here's another point.
Shoot.
As a vampire, you never wake up naked unless you choose to. You ain't never wake up in the bushes. You ain't not got no clothes on.
Okay, that's actually another point that I had. A lot of my favorite stories growing up, like, even though there wasn't a whole lot of werewolf literature, two of the main characters that I liked growing up, which is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde,
mm-hmm.
and The Incredible Hulk, are both essentially werewolf stories in disguise, right? They're
okay.
No, they're normal guys.
Stretch.
No, they're normal guys who transform at night into these hideous beasts. In the beginning, the Incredible Hulk actually could only transform at night, and he could not control himself, much like a werewolf would. He also ripped all his clothes, and I am a huge fan of the Incredible Hulk. Really, he's kind of a werewolf. Also, we just watched New Mutants, and the best character in that whole thing was Wolfsbane. Werewolf character's always fun.
I'm just saying, the best movies have vampires, not werewolves.
The best movies have vampires and werewolves.
Blade is a better vampire than any werewolf.
I don't know about that. American Werewolf in London was phenomenal. Howling, excellent.
You didn't even see the Howling.
I know it's an excellent movie.
Okay, well, all the movies I'm talking about, I've actually seen.
I'm sorry, there are actually less werewolf movies.
That should say that vampires are better because more people want to see movies about them.
No, because it was a fad. It's a fad that everyone's trying to jump on. And notice, Van Helsing has vampires and werewolves and Frankenstein. We're not even talking about Frankenstein.
Okay. Van Helsing is a killer movie.
It is a killer movie.
I will agree there.
I agree. But Underworld, all vampires and werewolves, Twilight introduced werewolves in the second one, and it got much better.
Who's the hottest character in Underworld?
Probably main character.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Is she a werewolf or is she a vampire?
She's a vampire. She's also a female. How many female werewolves are there in that series? None that make the cover. I only saw the first one, so I don't know. But I'm attracted to women, mostly, so that's kind of a...
Yeah, but I'm agreeing. I'm attracted to men, and I'm agreeing that Kate Beckinsale was the hottest character in that movie.
What is it, Michael Sheen? He was in that, and he was a werewolf.
He was ugly. No offense to Michael Sheen. He's very talented.
Whatever, you just called him ugly. I see how you are.
Okay, what about, like, Angel? He's a pretty hot vampire.
Okay, so growing up, there was a show called Big Wolf on Campus, and it came on, I think, Fox Family, back before it was ABC Family and then Freeform, okay? Hilarious, awesome show. Totally underrated. I recommend it. But that's kind of what turned me on to werewolves. I went through a huge werewolf phase growing up. Uh-huh. Love werewolves. And speaking of, you like dogs, don't you?
I like dogs, but...
You like dogs and wolves. You even wanted to work at a wolf sanctuary, and you're really interested in wolves. You like wolves!
I like wolves.
You like wolves.
But I don't want them to turn back into people.
But you like them. Do you like bats?
Yes.
If you had to choose one.
Well, if I had to choose one as a pet, yeah, I would choose a dog. Bats don't make very good pets. In some stories, vampires can also turn into wolves. Can werewolves also turn into bats?
No, because then they would be werebats, dear. That's not the name of the
also,
game.
Also, which one has a cereal? Werewolves or vampires? Point for me.
You don't base this shit on General Mills, okay?
Which one's on Sesame Street? Werewolf or vampire? Point for me. I think I've got like 10 points now. You have 2.
Okay, at least I got 2.
Barely.
Werewolves are more fun. You remember, I think, it was right when we got together, like in 2011, maybe. 2010, 2011.
Sure.
I got a werewolf mask. Remember? I went as a werewolf for Halloween.
Yeah, and I went as Little Red Riding Hood.
See? Point for me.
How is that a point?
We have a history. Have we ever gone as anything vampire related?
Nah, because look at your belly.
Hey, there's a fat vampire somewhere out there. You just said you're going to be the first... Well, take a seat, because you're going to be the second fat vampire. I'm going to be Count Chocula.
All right, if we're going to talk about...
Whatever.
Fun fact, there's a werewolf in, or not a werewolf, a vampire in Madagascar. Their legend of vampires, they not only drink blood, but they eat the toenail clippings of noble people. Mm. Isn't that fascinating?
Also, another fun fact, there is a genetic, it's not a disease, but it's a condition.
Anomaly.
Mm-hmm. Where people actually grow hair all over their bodies.
Why would you want that?
And they're known as wolf people. And they've, I think in Mexico they live, but they're several different pockets of them across the world. And they look like werewolves. And it's been in Ripley's Believe It or Not. They've been in Guinness.
That's so much extra shampoo.
Yeah, but it's also freaking cool. You get your picture in Guinness World Book.
That's exactly what I want.
That's really cool.
I want to be in the picture of Guinness World Book of Records because I grow hair all over my face.
It's way easier than learning to juggle 47 balls at one time. I'm just saying, having hairy knuckles, way easier if you have the right genetics for it.
How much time you got to spend brushing all that, though?
It's all fairly short.
Do you shed a lot?
I imagine so.
Do you have to pay extra for haircuts?
Probably not, because it's on their face and their arms and things. It is a real thing. So
how is that a point, though?
It's a point because they're real-ish.
Ish?
Ish. Because there's not a transformation. They're always like that. So
I don't really think that's a point.
It's kind of like a half point.
Also, vampires are sexier. Vampires are really just... They're really just a symbol of human sexuality, so...
Unless you're a furry, I agree. That is one point that...
More points.
That is a point that vampires aren't animals. And if you like animals, like Beast from Beauty and the Beast, it's bestiality, and that is wrong. So, okay, you made a great point there. Next.
I mean, my points are clearly adding up stronger than your points.
I'm going to go through my list.
All right.
And I'm going to see if I've missed anything. Let's see. You can still have a cheeseburger. That's pretty cool.
Who says that vampires can't eat?
A lot of people. A lot of them say that they have a blood-only diet.
Well, guess what? Then they don't have to poop.
I'm assuming the werewolf itself doesn't poop. The person
do
poops.
Do you know that?
I don't. Well, if a werewolf shits in the woods and no one sees it, does it really happen? Ooh, I just thought of something. Ooh, it might be a point for you. If they go and they go around eating people and they change back, are they like pooping human remains?
Yeah.
Ooh, that might not be good for the digestive system.
Vampires are faster too.
I said, no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I said, vampires are antiquated and campy, and werewolves are always modern because they're always human, which means that they don't have to live forever. And
you're a campy.
Mm. One more thing. Songs. Name a vampire song. Anyone.
I don't know.
Because there aren't any.
Google vampire
song. The only one that I really recognized is the one that goes, "The world is a vampire." Da, 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 da. And that's the only one.
I mean, there are vampire songs.
Yeah, but none of them are well known. Like, for me, you've got Hungry Like the Wolf, Animal I Have Become, Werewolf of London. Like, there are some really fun songs about werewolves.
I guarantee you that people are going to be like, there's so many vampire songs.
If we get a single comment about vampire songs that people actually listen to and know, I'll give you the win.
I win anyway. I already made... There's no cereal. There's no Sesame Street. Like, those two win on their own. Can werewolves even count? 1, 2.
So, what season of Teen Wolf are you on? 5 or 6? 5? How's it going? Is it a good show?
It's all right.
It's good? Cool. See, I haven't seen it because I don't have time, but you went out of your way to watch a werewolf show, so clearly you don't have a problem with werewolves.
I never said I disliked them. I'm just saying vampires are better.
What?
I have watched more vampire shows than werewolf shows, so...
In the show Supernatural, which is ending very soon...
There are vampires. In fact, we meet the king of vampires, and Sam and Dean can't beat him.
Our very good friend turns into a werewolf. What's his name?
Garth.
I was thinking Daryl.
Yeah, and he's the worst werewolf.
He is so great. What are you talking about? He's such a fun werewolf.
He's a great character, but he's the worst werewolf. They literally don't even do anything bad.
Who's better, Garth or Benny?
I mean, Benny talks like this.
Is he a sexy vampire?
I mean, kind of.
Or is he a fat vampire?
Benny's not fat. You're fat.
I know. But he's stocky. He's large, but he's not fat.
Garth is not exactly a sexy werewolf, Robert.
No, but he still knows how to make some pups. So, meh. I think that's pretty much the end. I think I made some very valid points. Brittany made...
I have one more point on
okay,
my list.
Okay, okay. We'll end on this one.
Vampires can have a coven if they want, or they can be alone. In general, most werewolves have packs.
No, they do
in
not.
In modern werewolves have
nope,
packs.
Nope,
they you do literally not. Brought up Twilight.
They're not real werewolves, Brittany.
In Teen Wolf, they also have a pack, and they got an alpha telling them what to do all the time.
Mm.
I want it known that real wolves don't actually have alpha pack leaders. That's a myth. Wolf packs are really family groups. But in mythology...
Mm-hmm.
Werewolves have packs.
So you're saying that vampires can operate alone or in a group, while werewolves have to operate in a group, or can they also operate alone?
No, typically, they operate in a group.
Because typically, most of the things that I've seen, they operate alone.
Well, in the ones where werewolves have awareness and control, more control over their transformation.
Okay. I agree. Those that actually have any sort of sense of self. They want werewolf friends.
Even in Vampire Diaries and the originals, the werewolves all have a pack.
Fair. So family's a bad thing. That's what I'm getting out of this. Mm. Unless you choose it.
What if you're not the alpha? What if you're, like, the omega?
Mm.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, but at least you're still a werewolf. And that's still cooler than being
it's
a vampire.
It's not, though.
Totally.
I would choose to be a vampire if I had to pick one.
Ah, and I would choose to be a werewolf. Listener, you've stuck with us for a good while now. What do you think? Who wins? Is it the lovable, cuddly werewolf who will rip your face off about twice a month? Or the slimy, clammy vampire
who
lives in a coffin and wants to suck your blood and hangs from the ceiling?
I don't think Blade had any slime on him.
He did after he sliced open those other vampires. No, so really it was vampire slime.
Those were mutant things.
Still pretty gross.
I've never seen a vampire be slimy and alive.
Juicy.
Those are mummies. I think you mean mummies.
Mm.
Mummies are slimy.
Okay.
Can we just all both agree that vampires and werewolves better than being a zombie?
Totally. There are zombie movie or zombie songs, zombie everythings, and that's a story for another time.
Rob Zombie.
Thank you everybody for listening. Follow us on our socials. @RealRomanceUCPN on Twitter, @RealRomance on TikTok and Instagram. We also have a Facebook page, and our email address is RealRomancePod@gmail.com. If you want to follow us, our personal stuff, I'm at Banffing Bob on Twitter. Brittany's Instagram is booknerd528. And if you're interested in all the Undercover Cape stuff, just go to @undercovercapes on Twitter, and it'll link to everything that you might want, whether it's comics, movies, toys, other pop culture. You want it, we've got it.
Vampires are better.
The end. So are werewolves. They're the same. Vampires. They're equal.
Vampires will kill almost all werewolves at the end.
You know, this is a lot like the election. You may have had more votes and way more points for vampires, but I'm going to argue, I won. It's a miscount. It's totally wrong. I still won.
Okay.
I won.
Well, hopefully you participated in our... We're going to put up a poll. Hopefully you'll participate.
Well, until next time, keep it real, watch movies, enjoy your pop culture, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
She was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.